We want to send you to see Royal Otis in Santa Barbara on the K-Rock Road Trip USA destination number 5, K-Rock Party Bus. You and this band, Royal Otis, a chance to qualify in the next hour on K-Rock. It's world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? On the show today, we have What's Up with Florida. A dude causes an accident, and a helicopter comes to take the wounded to the hospital, and he tries to steal the helicopter. So we've got that coming up. We have People Are Dumb. Teenager on a paddleboard looking for a shark just off the coast of Santa Barbara. Can't see it. Great white right underneath her. It's insanity. 420 Catch of the Day is our new music feature. In the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for Royal Otis at the Greek, and we will continue with this. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Exciting story.
We are talking about Royal Otis in Santa Barbara via the K-Rock Party Bus. Your chance to qualify just over a half hour on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Got another chance for you to qualify to see Royal Otis in Santa Barbara on K-Rock Road Trip USA destination number 5. You can get on the K-Rock Party Bus to see their show in Santa Barbara Bowl on July 9th. So your chance to qualify for that's coming up in just over 20 minutes. Let's talk about dumb people.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
A frightening scene at Disneyland over the weekend. A 13-year-old boy.
All right, I'm already ruling against the 13-year-old boy. Nothing good could come from that guy.
Climbed out of a moving vehicle at Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
This is the ride that was formerly Splash Mountain, and it has that giant drop where they take the picture of you.
Then fell 50 feet down the attraction's waterfall.
So he was in the back seat, so the car went down before him, and then he just went down that waterfall on his own.
Park officials saying that 13-year-old boy was taken to the hospital purely as a precaution. He was not seriously hurt.
Looked like he came through it unscathed.
Park officials say that he got off a moving ride and took a tumble down a 50-foot waterfall.
All right, TV News, do what you do. Ask somebody dumb what they think about this story.
At least they should have some seatbelts, something to hook them on there to stay secure while they're going down that ride, you know, especially for...
Yeah, they have forever had a safety bar that you put down on your lap to hold you in if you need to be held in, if you want to be held in.
Kids who are, you know, sometimes they need to move or they can't sit still.
What are you talking about, kids that can't stay still? They can't do a ride at Disneyland? What are you talking about? Looked like that kid jumped out.
The teen boy appeared to be in the back of the ride car as it approached the iconic 50-foot drop when he suddenly tried to get out.
But why wasn't he wearing the seatbelt?
And footage captured Sunday, the video then shows the boy plunge down the water track to the bottom base of the ride. We showed this video to some of the park's visitors yesterday.
Here's where the news again shows the video to perfect strangers that weren't there and gets their thoughts on it.
Oh, wow. as a mother, oh my God.
Thank you, ma'am. Next.
Oh my God, that's insane. I cannot believe that happened.
Thank you for your input.
And Disney employees witnessed the incident, and in a statement, Disney said, quote, a 13-year-old guest riding Tiana's Bayou Adventure exited the ride vehicle.
He exited the ride vehicle, dumbass.
Prior to the end of the attraction, a cast member immediately stopped the attraction.
Dumbass. You want to be on the K-Rock Party Bus, I know you do, to see Royal Otis Santa Barbara Bowl on July 9th. Your chance to qualify for that is coming up right after Nirvana on K-Rock. Congrats to Lisa from Los Angeles. She got on the K-Rock Party Bus to see a Royal Otis at the Santa Barbara Bowl. Congrats. I do a podcast called Three-Fourths Human with myself, Sluggo, and Kat Corbett. And on this episode that's out now, we're talking about the jackass that was our general manager for about 6 months. That's all he lasted. He used to be the GM at Kiss FM, and he had shoved Bean and yelled at all of us at one point, and he was a crazy person, and they hired him to be our general manager, and it was insane. He believed in the power of positive thinking to a ridiculous degree. And I came in one morning and found a giant banner. This is from the episode.
When I came in at 5:29 a.m., floor to ceiling was this giant poster that said, thoughts are things.
The f*** is that supposed to mean?
It's positive thinking stuff.
It's stupid. It's nonsense. It's words.
I think he was a fan of The Secret. Like I think he took that phrase from there. I could be wrong, but I know he was a fan of that. So.
And I just remember when I walked into the lobby and I saw that, I thought, oh, hell no. Nope. No way, because it was in the lobby, so everybody that picked up tickets or whatever.
All the winners, everybody that came down, the artists that were coming in for interviews.
Taking this down and putting it up in the bathroom. And I had that done by 5:35.
Yeah, and so I went in after Kevin told me about it, and I took a picture of the sign in the bathroom. By the way, when you look at the picture, so that's like the right wall. On the left wall is the Nickelback gold record that someone put in the bathroom by the toilet.
I forgot about that.
Just to draw a picture of what the bathroom looks like.
That was the one that someone licked the fur of there.
Oh, it was probably a beer mug. Jack Black did some damage in that bathroom one time.
Jack Black? I forgot about that. He came out and he said, you guys are going to need a plumber. And we were like, what? We did. We had to call a plumber.
Oh, my God. That's beautiful.
Uno, two, tres, dos.
Three-fourths human with
Kevin Cat
and Sergio
and AI.
So you can find that three-fourths human in any place you find a podcast, or you can watch it commercial-free at patreon.com/three-fourths human.
Thank God we always have
a deranged Florida man.
This dude tried to hijack a helicopter. What's up in Florida? It's next on K-Rock.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reinders. What's up with Florida?
A deranged Florida man.
A, you've already got me. B, is there any other kind?
Who is accused of causing a serious highway crash and then attempting to steal the medical helicopter that arrived to help the victims.
All right, let's slow this down. This guy's crazy.
According to the Sunshine State's Highway Patrol, Riley Ferrer was driving a pickup truck northbound on Interstate 75 when he lost control of the vehicle.
Now, there's no word on how he lost control of the vehicle.
The truck veered off the road, struck another vehicle, and overturned into a wooded area.
So he loses control, his truck hits somebody else, and his truck flips into the woods.
Two people were seriously injured in the crash.
So the two people that he hit were seriously injured, and they called for a helicopter to take them to the hospital.
A medical helicopter was dispatched to evacuate those victims to a hospital, and so authorities shut down the northbound lanes of I-75 so that the aircraft could safely land.
All right, so there's medics on the scene, an ambulance, and they are trying to stabilize the two people that this guy hit, and this guy is still, I don't know, hanging out at the scene?
That is when things took a dark turn the way only a Florida man story can.
Wait, there's still a dark turn ahead of us?
While first responders were preparing the injured patients for transport, investigators say Ferrer attempted to hijack the helicopter.
The Florida man ran over to the medical helicopter and jumped in the pilot seat and apparently tried to fly but didn't know how.
He was thankfully unsuccessful.
So the police just ran over there and arrested him as he was able to take the helicopter nowhere.
Now, Ferrer continually resisted arrest at the scene.
The guy fought them at the scene of the crime.
When he was taken to a hospital for treatment.
The guy fought them getting into a hospital bed, kicking and screaming.
When he was then discharged and taken to a detention center.
Where he fought them every step of the way. Now, the part of this story that news coverage doesn't cover is what he told the police. The guy who caused the accident told the officers how he lost control of his truck. I'm going to give you a second to think of the answer, and then I'm going to tell you. He said he saw the Antichrist. He said he saw the Antichrist, and that caused him to flip his car.
What's the matter with you? Are you crazy or something?
Megan Holliday is here at K-Rock with three things at four in a minute.
So two families have been banned from Carnival cruises after a massive fight broke out, so I'm going to have that story up for you next.
It's Kevin Reiter and Megan Holliday. We have the 420 catch of the day on the way, but first, three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
Number one, what started as an approved senior prank turned into a major mess at Manchester Township High School in New Jersey. School officials say a group of seniors broke into the school overnight and went far beyond the agreed-upon prank guidelines, scattering trash throughout the building, covering areas in toilet paper, spray painting slurs and obscenities, damaging property, placing a for sale sign at the school's entrance, which is my personal favorite, and stealing a lawnmower. The superintendent said the incident should be considered vandalism, not a prank, and the district is now working with police.
No.
One student has been expelled, several others were suspended, and multiple seniors lost the privilege of participating in graduation ceremonies.
Whoever expected them to behave should be fired.
I know!
Yeah.
You can't go into an agreed-upon thing and think they're really going to follow that. Number two, Ottawa's police chief is warning officers to stop using government databases to look up women for romantic or sexual relationships.
What?
Here's what their weird robot-sounding police chief had to say.
I want to have a serious and an uncomfortable conversation with all of you. Change your behavior now or quit. Leave. Members are using our databases as their own way to meet women. Seeing a woman at a coffee shop, coming out of a gym, driving next to them, getting their license plates, and running them on the system. We've seen members messaging vulnerable victims on calls that they've attended in an attempt to develop an intimate relationship. There's a clear need for OPS leadership to acknowledge that this issue remains present and to speak openly about it. Silence or minimization only allows the behavior to continue.
Wow.
Again, that was not AI. That was a weird alien
person. It would have been better.
I know, it would have been better. Yeah. And if they're doing that in Canada, then they're definitely doing it here. That's all I know. Number three, 16 people have been banned from Carnival Cruise after a massive fight broke out at the Port of Miami. Here's more on that.
A massive brawl broke out at Port Miami. The Miami-Dade Sheriff's Office says that the fight was between two families. Take a look. This is video from Only in Date. According to a spokesperson for Carnival Cruise Line, a total of 16 people have been placed on their do not sail list. The spokesperson also said that it happened while the families were passing through Customs and Border Patrol. MDSO said neither of the families wanted to press charges against each other.
This thing looked like a circle pit.
Wow.
It was gnarly. And if you get banned from Carnival, I don't really know what to tell you. That's pretty bad. I'm Megan Holiday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a Chicago band called Bridget Calls Me Baby. And the song is I Can Take the Sun Out of the Sky. It kind of reminds me of 80s New Wave. Megan Holiday found it for me. The band describes the song as exploring toxic self-delusion, that feeling of obsession where you're convinced you can move mountains. It's called I Can Take the Sun Out of the Sky. It's Bridget Calls Me Baby, and it's the 420 catch of the day. That is Bridget Calls Me Baby. The name of the song is I Can Take the Sun Out of the Sky, and it is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. We want to put you on the K-Rock party bus to Santa Barbara Bowl on July 9th.
To see Royal Otis, your shot to win is coming up on the world famous K-Rock.
In the 5 o'clock hour, we do story time, and we've got some tickets for you.
It's your chance to see Royal Otis here at the Greek Theater in L.A. on July 8th, and that's coming up on K-Rock.
Tepper City on the world famous K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday. Let's take some phone calls, shall we?
I think we should.
It's story time. 800-520-1067 is the phone number. Let's talk about the topic.
Let's talk about the video I showed you.
Yes, please. The video that you showed me just now was from Amsterdam.
Yep.
And it was a sexy woman who had a man on a leash.
Yep.
But he wasn't on all fours. He was just walking.
He was just walking.
Behind her and carrying her bag.
Yes.
It looks like.
And he looks exactly like Bill Murray.
Looks just like Bill Murray.
Yeah, we should point that out.
Yeah.
But they were just having a casual stroll. And someone obviously saw this, filmed it. It's gone crazy viral. And, you know, everyone's got their different things that they're into.
We've done this before, and it's always great. Strange sexual kinks. That is the topic. Remember Tulsi Gabbard? Is that her name? Her husband?
Oh, or Kristi Noem.
Kristi Noem, yes.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was one of my personal favorites because they called that bimbofication.
Oh, that's what they had a word for.
There was a word for it, bimbofication, which I had never heard of before.
He's making himself look like a blow up sex doll and then going online. It was so weird.
I loved it so
so much. I did too.
And then on this latest season of Euphoria, Sydney Sweeney is like an OnlyFans model. So in a recent episode, she's dripping ice cream down her body. And apparently, I found out this is called sploshing. And so that's where you incorporate messy foods into bedroom
sploshing activities.
Yeah.
Wow, so I've never heard of that.
Might be into sploshing.
How about
people
that?
Out there.
All right. Strange sexual kinks is the topic. The phone number is 800-520-1067 for your calls and or texts.
And for the best one, we got your tickets to see Royal Otis at the Greek Theater on July 8th.
Your strange sexual kinks, 800-520-1067. K-Rock, what is your kink?
Okay, so I'm a foreign celiac.
What is
my
that?
My girlfriend and I, ever since watching Clockwork Orange when I was a teenager, we like to use each other as furniture for about 10 minutes before we get down to business.
What? Okay.
Yeah, but sometimes it can get a little bit like dicey because, like, if you're like in the form of a chair or something like that, you know, it can kind of hurt your back. But I do have some photos, and in order to like make her do it, I have to send her an orange emoji.
Oh my, like a code.
I love this so much.
Yeah. Oh my God.
What different kinds of furniture are you?
So a chair, like a makeshift hammock, and like kind of a all four table kind of thing. I dig it. I don't know what it is.
I love this.
All right, you rule. Thank you for calling.
All right, you rule too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, what is your kink? 800-520-1067. We are taking your calls and texts about what your kinks are.
951 said, boots, like military boots, big chunky ones. I don't like feet at all, but damn, the idea of grinding on someone's boot makes me flustered. Oh, boy.
I love it. Always a very interesting topic. It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday, and we are taking your calls and texts about your kinks at 800-520-1067.
And for the best call or text, we're sending you to see Royal Otis at the Greek Theater on July 8th.
All right. What is your kink?
So my high school sweetheart and I, we like to stick gummy worms inside of and then I f*** them out.
Oh,
and we're going to up our game, actually, in a couple of weeks. She got an alien tentacle so that can lay eggs, and then I will spit those out.
Wow. Wow.
What do you mean lay eggs and spit?
Well, you create, like, they're like gelatin eggs. So,
right.
And then there's this, like, large tentacle that you put inside, and then you activate it, and then it lays the eggs and so it's almost like he's having alien babies.
Oh, my God.
This is bizarre.
And you've been together since high school?
Yeah.
And is this your kink or hers?
Both.
What are the chances somebody meets somebody else that wants to have alien babies inside them? That's insane.
I don't know. We are definitely soulmates. So.
Oh, yeah. 1,000,000%.
That is crazy. I hope you never break up. That would be horrible. All right. 800-520-1067. What is your kink? It is K-Rock. We are taking your phone calls and texts at 800-520-1067 on your kinks.
714 said, I like being pantsed. That's the text.
By his girlfriend, or that's just called exhibitionism.
I want to call this person.
The texts are coming in strong on this topic of what is your kink.
Okay. And this is 909 where I'm from. They said older women with braces on their teeth.
How old?
That is.
Well, you know what's better? Older women with no teeth. That's better. I'm going to tell you, we're learning a lot today.
Yeah, we really are.
It's really instructional. We are talking about your kinks. You have a call like that?
Hey, K-Rock. I just wanted to talk about my kinks.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. Well, me and my girlfriend have been together for 8 years, but when we first met, she was very into something called rubber masking. So she would wear fake, like, women's masks.
A fake women's mask?
Yeah, so it's, like, basically a doll's head that you wear while you have sex.
So it's just, you're just replacing her face.
We're both replacing our faces.
Oh!
Both of you guys do it.
Yeah, so it's basically like we're having lesbian sex, but not really.
Oh, you put on a girl mask.
Yeah, we both put on a girl mask.
Oh.
Interesting.
Have there been any, like, different characters superheroes or, you know, anything like that that you've, of masks you've used?
No, but they do sell them of like Wonder Woman, you know, like strong, powerful women typically.
Yeah.
Pull out a Wonder Woman next time and shock her.
Yeah, as a maybe like a gift.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Right? And what did you call it? Rubber masking?
So there's a couple different names for it, but they're basically just called, like, it's like doll masks or, yeah, rubber doll masks.
Okay. Rubber doll mask.
I'm learning a lot today.
Same.
This is good.
K-Rock, what is your kink?
Hey, weird fetish?
Yep, weird fetish. What do you got?
Female neck sweat, specifically.
Female neck sweat?
Sweat?
Female neck sweat.
Like, yeah, like when they're doing chores or working out or... I guess I like hardworking women.
Ooh, I like you.
Wow.
I like you. So if they're working around the house or working in the backyard and you see them sweating, you get turned on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it possible for you to go to the gym?
It's been a while.
Woo! This was a lot to take in today.
A lot to take in today.
Yeah.
But I don't think we can beat alien eggs.
There's no way that we can beat alien babies. So that was Greg.
Greg, hi.
Hello.
Watch your language.
Yeah, be careful.
But congratulations. You are
Thank
our winner.
So very much. I am so much in the mood for gummy worms right now. You have no idea.
Oh my God.
We want you to see Royal Otis at the Santa Barbara on the K-Rock Road Trip USA destination number 5.
So getting you on the K-Rock party bus and your shot to win is coming up at 6 on K-Rock.